A quick look at the map tells you what happens next with the catastrophic floods in Pakistan. The worst flooding came in Pakistan's north, which is uphill from the rest of the country. Now the water is flowing downhill and downriver, destroying crops and threatening more lives. Yet there's also a spirit of survival, as NPR's Julie McCarthy reports from northwest Pakistan.
As floodwaters recede, villagers clawed through mud to retrieve what is left of their belongings. In Pakistan's northwest alone, 155,000 homes have been damaged or simply swept away in a stunning show of nature's force. Of the harrowing tales of loss and marches through snake-filled waters, babies and bundles balanced on their heads, the story of one woman embodies the ordeal of what so many have endured. Siraj Begum shelters in this chaotic school crammed with 200 families. She's a mother of eight and grandmother to swarms who press in to listen as if it were a campfire ghost story. Siraj describes her near escape from the rising water that has submerged her entire village of Mohibanda.
So you're saying that the water started coming in around 9 to 10 o'clock in the morning when you were having breakfast, and before long it had reached the ceiling, and then you ran up to the roof. And you said you were there for 3 days. 7 or 8 of you were up on the rooftop for 3 days, waiting for help.
In what sounds almost comical, Siraj then explains that their fortunes only changed once they figured out how to flag down an army helicopter that had buzzed past them day after day. Someone told us you have to wave your sheet and your shawls at the chopper, and when we did, they finally dropped some juice, water, and biscuits. At a time when thousands are directing anger at the government's failure to reach them in their hour of need, Siraj blames herself for not being plucked to safety earlier. She may have lost everything, but not her self-deprecation and wit. The reason we were rescued so late, she laughs, is because I was waving and using hand signals that the pilot just didn't understand.
You know, there's a lot of people who are furious with the government, but you don't seem to be furious at all. You seem to be very philosophical.
We cry and laugh both, Siraj says, but we laugh because God saved us from death. There is fire within this white-haired, toothless grandmother. She joined a protest that blocked the main road in a bid to get the government to clear her village, where she says the stench of dead animals was choking. All the cattle and livestock in our village has been killed in the flood. All the hens and roosters are dead. But the carcasses are now being removed because we protested, she says. In the school where Siraj and her family have found refuge, women wash their clothes on the floor, and doctors tend to countless cases of skin infection. Siraj inhabits a single classroom with 25 other people in conditions she could not have imagined even 1 week ago. We can't sleep here, she says. How can you sleep without bedding or quilts, she asks. We just lie on the floor, up all night. But when the morning comes amid the calamity around her, Siraj Begum is more likely than not to find something to cheer her. She will need it. More rains are forecast. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Northwest Pakistan.